Welcome to my crazy life, Caroline's podcast. Yes, I hope your bank holiday went well. The May bank holiday, it's turned into a very long weekend for schools, hasn't it? Yeah, they're all off now till Wednesday. The joys of being a mama. But yeah, it's mad. I hope you're all well and. Yeah, page is going strength to strength. Can't believe it. My TikTok, my Instagram. It's just mad how far I've come. My son, actually, my oldest son, he's 15. He said to me there recently, he said, "Mam, I'm so proud of you." I was like, "What? What are you talking about? I am so proud of you." I remember he said back January 23, I remember you celebrated because you had 1,000 followers on TikTok, and he said, "Now between your two accounts you're for 70,000 I said, I just for him to say that is I find it hard to take compliments. For him to say that is massive, because you know, teenagers, they just, they're like you never see him. And for him to say that to me, it's just, it was massive. I found it very hard to take compliments, but I just felt like, oh my God, like I've done something where he's proud of me and he can see how hard I'm working, and hopefully it'll have a positive impact in his future, in his wet sense. And he's saying, okay, she's worked really hard for this. And also another side of it is, lads, is he's 15, they shouldn't have to have it worked out now. Like, I only have to find out what I want to do now at 43. I've gone in and out of so many jobs. So I think, like, we put so much pressure on young people to know what they want. And, you know, I just want him to be happy, and I'd love him to travel the world and look at animals all over the world, and then maybe come home and say, okay, I'd like to do this. It's something I never did. I never travelled much. And it's something I'm hoping to do now when the kids are older. Hoping to do a bit of travelling and seeing the world, you know. Hopefully, if I can. Yeah. So that's this little story of the week. I got a lovely email in from a lady from my Agony Aunt. So last week I didn't have any Agony Aunt letter. This week I have. That's great. I love getting a letter in and having a read through it and just see if I can help. Sometimes I can't help. Sometimes it's just to have, you know, it broadcasted and to get the conversation, you know, opened and started, and the people think about it a bit more. And last week it was a very emotional one, obviously, because my mother with the motor neuron disease, and yeah, it was very difficult. But it's amazing the amount of people that have contacted me that have somebody in, you know, that has motor neuron disease or passed of it. And it's good to speak about it because it's such a rare disease and there's no cure. So, like, it's a really hard one. And, you know, before my mother had it, I didn't know what motor neuron disease was. I had a clue. And even I did the ice bucket challenge years ago and I never thought it was from motor neuron disease. So, you know, it's good to get these conversations open and talking about stuff, you know. And that's what my page is all about, talking about the stuff no one else is talking about. Let's talking about the periods, talking about the menopause, because life is an absolute shit show and we're all just trying to get through it. We all have our, as my mother used to say, everyone has their cross to carry, and we mightn't talk about that cross. That's the big thing. So, like, I have many crosses, you know, to carry, where, you know, I have many things going wrong in my life at the moment, you know. But it's all about talking about them and just being open and showing real life, which is very important, because an awful lot of people on social media don't show true life. They're only showing a small aspect of their life, and we're looking on going, oh, their life is so perfect. Why is it's not? That everyone has their crap, like, but we just have to show, and that's why I show the good, bad and the ugly. Probably show a bit too much sometimes, but anyway. So let's read this lovely email. So, hi Caroline, I'm loving your podcast. and how open you speak about your feelings. I was an emotional wreck listening about your poor mom. She sounded like an amazing lady. Your daily stories bring me so much joy and laughs, as you are so down to earth, no bullshit. Your pages helped me so much through a difficult period. I was wondering if you could speak about separation and how difficult it is to move forward. I was in a relationship for 20 years and I have a teenage son. The relationship broke down and he immediately began seeing another woman who I've now discovered he's engaged to. Try and hold your waters now, Caroline. Obviously, this was extremely painful and I question why I was not good enough. What's wrong with me? Why? And what's wrong with me? And so my confidence is at an all-time low. When I look back, he was a narcissist and probably the reason I'm finding it so difficult to move on. Although I'd like to meet someone, it seems since COVID, people don't meet socially anymore and it's online. So it's something I'm finding hard to navigate through. Any tips? Many thanks for taking your time to read. Wishing you so much success with your shows. Hope to see you in Dublin soon. I need to get over Cork first now, lads, and we'll see then where we go. Okay, let's start this. Thanks so much for your lovely email and all your lovely compliments about my page. I find it very hard to take on compliments still, and I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. So about separation, I'm so sorry that your marriage or relationship broke down. 20 years is a long time to be with someone. Like, I'm 20 years married now, and I don't know, I would find that very difficult to, such a change in your life to be with someone for 20 years and then have nothing. That's a very difficult situation you're in, and also when there's children involved. I suppose separation is something that, you know, I haven't had to deal with, but I have had a few friends that have separated from long-time marriages. And it's a really, really difficult one to navigate. The one thing I see with all of them is probably the kids, that they do suffer a bit when parents separate. It's one of the big things I see. But like, then on the other side of it is that, you know, the if you stayed in the relationship, that they probably would have suffered more because of their, you know, if there was a lot of fighting or anything going on in the home, that would make them worse. So I suppose separation is massive for kids. So I suppose the first thing is just, I suppose, keep an eye on the teenager is the big thing for me. I would be keeping an eye on him like a hawk, because teenagers are not easy at the best of times. They're not easy to talk to. They're not easy to get information out of. I mean, they're invisible in the home. You can't see them. They're up on their phone. They're up on their iPads. So they don't really speak their emotions. So just keep an eye on him would be my first bit of advice for you. Second thing, a relationship broke down and immediately began seeing someone. Yeah, no, that's absolutely now rebound. You know, I just don't see how that would ever work to break off with someone for 20 years and go straight into another relationship. Like you say, down, he's a narcissist, and that's basically a narcissist behavior. So basically what he did there was he's trying to prove to everybody that it wasn't him, that he was your fault, that the relationship was your problem. That's why it broke down. That's why he went straight into the next relationship. That's what they do. So this is, you know, getting engaged. And I suppose for you, advice for you would be, I know you want another relationship, but just make sure that you're doing it for the right reason, that you're going into this relationship because you want to, because it's very hard looking on at this fella and he's going, getting engaged and all this, and then you're sitting there and you're like, well, I need to prove him that I'm good enough. And I think the way you can do this is by looking after yourself, you know, and make sure that you want to go into this relationship the best version of yourself. And, you know, doing that with self-care, looking after yourself, make sure you're eating right, do a bit of exercise, maybe go and do yoga, start reading some like positive books like The Secret, The Power, The Magic, try and do some meditation, try and get your head in a good state, because, you know, you're at an all-time low at the moment. So this is the wrong time for you to get into a relationship. You need to work on yourself and get yourself into the best possible mindset for yourself. And that's the way you'll prove to him, you know what I mean? That, you know, he was the one in the wrong. I think this is the best option for you. If I was your friend, this is the advice I'd be giving to you, that you really need to work on yourself and build yourself back up to the person you were before you met him. Keep an eye on the sun. You definitely when you are ready to meet someone and you're in a good place. Like if I broke up in the morning, I wouldn't be able to go with someone else. I'd need a lot of time to kind of, you know, my head would be messed up. Like I'd be all over the shop. Like, and you realize that, like, you're at an all-time low at the moment. And I think if you met someone now, it could be the wrong person. And, you know, what you don't need. So my advice is to work on yourself, build yourself up to the best person you can be. I'm a different person than I was 5 years ago, because 5 years ago I'd be all into material things and I don't want to have a list long of stuff that I want. Where now it's all about, I love going sea swimming. I love having a nice coffee. I love having a walk in the woods. And it's all about finding happiness in the day to day. And I know that can be very difficult, especially when you're a single parent, you know. But in relation to meeting someone, I've heard so many people meet people on dating sites and marry them and are very successful. Like Plenty of Fish seems to be a really good one, that they seem to I've met a couple of people that have found their like marriage, they've ended up married to these people, which is amazing. I don't know, gosh, I couldn't imagine myself going down the road of online dating. Swipe right, swipe left. Oh Jesus. It's the old fashioned times are gone though, isn't it? When we used to be in, you know, the nightclub and, will you shift my friend or will you do this? That's all gone. When people go out now, they just go out to get absolutely sloshed. There's no relationships. And I think there's so many women and men that are single now, older, because of that reason. So you're right. Finding someone in a pub is not going to happen. Definitely not. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. So I think the best place to meet someone is in like a hobby. Like look up running clubs if you're into running, mountain climbing. A friend of mine met someone through kayaking, married them, happily married years later. Then I think you have to kind of come away from the pub and say, okay, where can I meet somebody outside of it? And I definitely a hobby might be the best way to meet somebody. Walking clubs, swimming clubs. There's so many now that you can go to, like line dancing actually is actually a new thing. I actually had it at my show with the lovely Claire came on stage, right? And I was actually unsure how it was going to go down. I just said to Claire, I said, listen, we'll see how it goes. Janie Mac, they loved it. The line dancing. Do you know? And you can meet people there. It's mad. Like she has groups all over, Claire, where she's always doing line dancing. And it's somewhere to go, isn't it? Like the gym, maybe go to the gym. They're always looking pretty fine there in the gym. Like, I haven't been to the gym now in about a year. I used to go a lot, but I have a heart murmur, so I'm still waiting on a cardiologist appointment to treat this heart murmur, so I can't really go. But yeah, like the bodies and some of them, like hopefully my husband of 20 years isn't listening to this. But yeah, I really really feel for you. Yeah, you poor thing. It's awful. Imagine to be left out 20 years and then go off with someone else. I don't know why. I'd I'd be very angry as well. I think anger would be a massive part. I'd be so cross to think that she just went off straight away and met someone. I would be like, I wouldn't be able to, you know, I'd be like, oh. And I suppose the initial thing would be, oh, I need to meet someone myself because, you know, he has someone and I need to prove him that I'm, you know, he's the one trying to do the proving. You need to just work on yourself, look after your body, look after yourself. And I tell you, gratitude is just such a massive thing, lads, in my life. And it will help you in any situation in your life. Gratitude, being grateful for what you have. So, like, be grateful for your son. Be grateful that, you know, you got out of that relationship that you were in because, you know, it wasn't healthy probably. And just be grateful for the small things in life. When I go into bed every night now, I list off, like, 10 things that I'm grateful for. And like, it's not just say, oh, my car, you have to say why. So why are you grateful for your car? I'm grateful for my car because I can bring my kids to school. I can travel with them. I can go places with them. I'm so grateful for my comfy bed so I can have a lovely sleep and, you know, and chill out and relax. I'm so grateful for my home because I feel safe in it. Gratitude is massive. The Magic is a brilliant book for that. So there's 28 chapters in it, and it's a small little bit of reading, it's a little bit of homework, so you have to write out different things. And because after they say 21 days makes into habit, this is 28 days, so like it has built into my head now that I have to do this every night when I go to bed. Now obviously when I have a couple of green bottles that's not possible, but like I do it, and I'm telling you now, right, if you're not doing it, start doing it. If you don't want to read the book, that's fine. But get out the piece of paper at night and say 10 things you're grateful and why you're grateful for every one of them. And I'm telling you, after a month, your life will be so different because you'll be just so grateful for life. There's some people out there that can't get up out of bed, they can't bring their kids to school, they can't walk the dogs, you know, they can't get themselves dressed, they can't feed themselves. There's so much poverty. So it's all about being grateful for what you have. And if you're grateful for what you have, more will come. So you be grateful that you're in a good state of mind now and that, you know, you've left this relationship, and then start manifesting the perfect relationship. And manifesting then is another part of it. I could go on all day now about manifesting and everything, lads, but I love manifesting. Like, I have a manifesting board where I have all stuff that I want to happen this year. And my crazy podcast, one of them, done. My crazy show, done. And loads of other stuff that I visualize that were going to happen for me. Which have to be in the best state of mind to do this. Some people be like, oh, you're mad. My friends of mine think I'm mad. They think I'm mad for doing all this. And then I would look at the proof there on the wall that I'm actually doing all these things. So, you know. The proof is in the pudding. Oh, God. Anyway, I better go. Thanks to everyone for listening to me. Thank you for this lovely email. What's my email again? crazyagonyand@gmail.com. That's it. Sorry. To think there. Yeah, thanks to all the lovely international listeners we have from all over the world. It's great to have ye, as well as everyone in Ireland. Don't forget my show. Tickets are on Eventbrite, where we talk everything menopause, everything periods. We have a boogie. You'll meet crazy. It's going to be a fun night. July 27th in Cork. Yes, can't wait. Ennis was an absolute wildest ever. Going out with women, for me, I just love going out with women. I love having a party with women. I love going out with men too. But women, when we get out by ourselves, we just go a bit nuts. And we go a bit wild. And it's so good for us to be singing and dancing and shaking that ass. Because we're not dead yet. We have years ahead of us. I'm only a young one. That's what I said to myself. I feel as young as 21. So when anyone tries to put you down, say no. You know, what, you know, why? People put me down every day all over social media, lads, but I just don't listen to them. I'm just like, no, I'm just living my best life at the moment. And I'm just so grateful for it. I'm so grateful that I'm here doing this podcast. I can't believe how successful it's been. I actually saw a thing recently that only 1% of podcasts get past the 21st episode. So I think this is about my 10th episode. So that will drive me, because I'm that sort of person where, like, yeah, I'm gonna get past 21. Yes, I am. I'm gonna beat that statistic. But I can see how it can happen, because you go up and down the charts, you're up high, you're down low, and you get very disheartened. But I'm like, no, I love doing this. Keep driving on, supporting everyone and minding everyone, and people are listening, so that's it. Stop rambling on there, crazy. Bye-bye, my darlings. If you don't follow me on Instagram and TikTok, my crazy life, Caroline.